Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood productivity guru, back with another daily dose of getting stuff done without losing your mind in the process. Now, I know what you're thinking, boundaries? Isn't that just a fancy word for being difficult or saying, no, all the time? Listen up, because this isn't about becoming a hermit or shutting yourself off from the world. It's about creating a framework, a shield if you will, to protect your most valuable assets, your time and energy. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited, right? So why are we letting people barge into our schedules and drain us without permission? Today, we're diving deep into the world of boundaries, exploring how to set them effectively, maintain them with grace, and reclaim your precious time and energy. Buckle up, because this is gonna be a game changer. First off, let's get real for a sec. Ever felt like you're constantly running on empty? Always chasing deadlines, putting out fires, and saying, yes, to everything even when your soul is screaming, no. You know that feeling when you're so overwhelmed, your to-do list feels more like a monster under your bed? Yeah, we've all been there. And the root cause? Often, it's a lack of boundaries. Now, I'm not talking about building walls around yourself and becoming a recluse. It's about consciously choosing how you spend your time and energy. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you set those boundaries like a boss. 1. Identify your priorities. What truly matters to you? Your family, your health, your passions? Figure out what lights your fire and align your boundaries with those priorities. It's about saying, yes, to the things that fuel your soul and gracefully declining anything that detracts from your goals. 2. Communicate clearly. This is where the magic happens. Let people know, in a kind yet firm way, what you're willing to commit to and what you need to say, no, to. Practice those, no, words, they can be powerful. It doesn't have to be an elaborate speech, sometimes a simple, thanks for thinking of me, but I'm really focused on, your priority, right now, does the trick. 3. Respect your time. Treat your time like the precious resource it is. Schedule your day, block out time for important tasks, and don't be afraid to say, no, to meetings or requests that don't align with your priorities. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. 4. Set expectations. When you start saying, yes, to things that are truly important, set clear expectations with those involved. This could mean outlining deadlines, communicating your availability, or simply being transparent about your commitments. 5. Embrace the power of no. This one is crucial. Learning to say no doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you someone who values their time and energy. And honestly, wouldn't you rather be known for saying yes to what truly matters? Now, let me paint you a picture of a real-world scenario. Imagine this. You're working on a crucial project, your mind is buzzing with ideas, and you're finally getting into the flow. Suddenly, your phone pings. It's a colleague asking for help with something completely unrelated to your current task. Do you drop everything and immediately jump in, or do you politely decline and suggest a better time to chat? See, this is where those boundaries come in handy. You can acknowledge their request while firmly stating your focus on the project at hand. Maybe suggest you connect later in the day or tomorrow morning when you have more bandwidth. You're not ignoring them, you're simply prioritizing your tasks and protecting your valuable time. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about creating a life that aligns with your values, goals, and well-being. So, what are you waiting for? Take those first steps towards reclaiming your time and energy. Start by identifying your priorities, communicating your needs clearly, and practicing the art of no. Trust me, once you start setting boundaries, you'll wonder how you ever lived without them. As always, thanks for tuning in to The Organized Mind. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to share it with a friend who could use some boundary-setting magic. And remember, your time and energy are precious. Treat them like the treasures they are. Until next time, keep crushing it.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.